Yeah, well, I mean, they're looking at changes for the last couple of years, and you know, is it going to make a real effect in terms of club football? The one big issue was club football. It looks like we're going to get more matches, but the extra time scenario will be now coming into play, so there's going to be less replays unless it's after extra time. So it'll probably free up a number of Sundays on, right? And to me, I think it's pretty exciting, to be quite honest. The fact that, you know, the top eight teams will be in the group stages now going into the quarterfinals, so I think that's going to be good, you know.
And you've got to give the GAA a certain degree of credit as well, Declan, because there has been so much criticism and so much call for change over the last few years.
There has been, Dermot, and listen, it's not easy. I mean, you know, clubs and counties have been given an opportunity, and, you know, there was talk about getting rid of the provincial championships, but no, none of the teams want to get rid of the provincial championships. So that remains the same. Ulster, Connacht, Leinster and Munster, and, you know, Ulster is going to be very, very competitive. And that'll not change. But you know, once you get out of that, day, I think you'll see the top eight teams left and the qualifying situation. The good thing about that, Dermot, you're going to have one home match or play to the provincial venue. Hopefully, you know, the likes of McQueen Park could see a big, big game, and you know, you have an away match and also one of the games will be played in Croke Park. So you're going to have a number of really top class matches in the height of summer, and that can only be good for the GAA.
Yeah, and given Donegal's good record at reaching the quarterfinal stages of the competition in recent years, Declan, this is something that's definitely going to affect them if it's implemented.
Absolutely, there's no doubt. I mean, we've been in Ulster finals since 2011. So, you know, if you won your provincial title, you're automatically through to that last date and into the group stages. And as I say, it's probably going to be difficult. It'll probably be more difficult to win. The top teams are going to probably come to the top, and you know, it's going to be very difficult for the so-called weaker teams to come in there now and compete with that there. But listen, that's going to give more quality matches at the height of the summer. And as I said before, I think that's going to be good for the GAA. There's going to be, you know, huge interest now, and I think the GAA deserves a certain amount of credit for the way it's gone about it.